We're learning Shmiras HaLosh and Shar HaTavuna. We're in Perek Vav. We're by the Haggah, where the Chavetz Chaim, Kedak B'Kodesh, will explain with a beautiful mashal about how someone will view another person incorrectly and powerful mashal, how we have to make sure we judge everyone favorably and to love our fellow Jews. I just want to mention, first of all, I apologize for my sore throat, the way it sounds, the low voice. I want to mention that it's not by chance that this topic of discussion falls out now during Yemei HaSfira. We know that this is the time period where Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. It is after Lag BaOmer. There are different opinions. And the Gemara tells us that the main pegam, the main concern and problem that took place with the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, Shalai Nohogu Kovod Zelazeh. They didn't give the proper kovod to each other and the proper madrega. Different Mefarshim, different Pshatim, what that means exactly, which is not for now. On a basic level, what it does mean is that to some degree, this is a lack of avahavta recha kamaicha, a lack of a fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving their fellow Jews. The same Rabbi Akiva is quoted as said, ze klal gadol b'Torah, avahavta recha kamaicha, ze klal gadol b'Torah, to love your fellow Jew. Let's see the words of the Chavetz Chaim. Furthermore, in discussing the importance of not taking revenge, now which I have said in the pasuk, this pasuk says in Vayikra Yudches Yates, we know Vahavta L'recha Kamoicha Ani Hashem. The pasuk says, to love your fellow Jew, I am Hashem. Why is it to say I am Hashem? We don't know who Hashem is. What's Ani Hashem doing there? The lechayra masmichas Ani Hashem. L'reish dekra. What does Ani Hashem have to do with the first part of the pasuk? Va'afta recha kamaicha. V'amarti says the Chavetz Chaim. I want to suggest as follows. The kavanas akosov bezel letaritz reish dekra. Shekosov leisikim leisitar es b'nei amecha. If you look in the pasuk doesn't start after recha kamaicha. The pasuk begins loisikaim v'loisitar es b'nei amecha. Do not take revenge. Then v'after recha kamaicha, ani Hashem. Don't take revenge. Love your fellow Jew. I am Hashem. The lechari yipolei. Im hazman dochok la'adam loyd v'hu mevakesh meis chaver sheyetiv loy beize dover. Yesh bechol to lasois loy dover ze v'ene reitze. The Chavetz Chaim says as follows. It's a little hard to understand. You need something from your friend. Imagine you're mowing your lawn. You have a gas lawnmower. And your lawn, your grass, you're away for a few weeks. You come back, you see the grass is very high. Take out the lawnmower and you start mowing and cutting the grass, and all of a sudden you didn't realize you ran out of gasoline. So I mean, I can give the example also with your hair cutter. You're giving yourself a haircut, giving someone a haircut, and all of a sudden the machine breaks. So you have a half a haircut. But I don't want to give that example, that's even worse. You're cutting the grass and all of a sudden half the lawn is cut. It looks a little funny. So you go to your neighbor. You see, he just comes back from the mechanic. He just comes back from buying some gas. And he puts it in his garage. You say to him, can I borrow some gas from you? I'll pay you back tomorrow. The next time I go, I'll pay you back. You see, he just has a fresh gas in a hole, a few gallons. And he puts it in his garage. Says to you, No. No. The Torah tells us, not only am I obligated not to build up a sinna, a hatred, to be upset at this person, I still have to love him. I have to have a positive feeling towards him. How could this be? How could you ask a person to feel good about the person? My lawn looks like a joke now. I need some gasoline to put in the lawn. Why? I mean, can I take out a pair of scissors and cut it down? I can't make it to the gas station. Even if I could make it. It's right here. He has it in front of him. Let's see how the Chofetz Chaim explains this case. I explained the pasuk with a nice moshel as follows. Reuven, person by the name of Reuven, famous person, we always discuss him. He's upset. He has a hatred, a strong word to use. He's in an argument with a person by the name of Shimon. Reuven and Shimon always go at each other. And he has a fight with him, an argument with him. Third person comes in the picture now. Yehuda. Yehuda zeh, hayu muchzak b'einei Shimon, b'einei kol, shuish emes. Yehuda, everybody knows Yehuda, he's a tzaddik. He's a trustworthy individual. He's a nice person. V'sipaloi leimar, heich sha'ish Shimon, ashe yesh lecha, sinna olav, v'amadi li, shu adam sheina hagun, adam bazoi, ani reisi achakach bezi yomim, shay eitzel godol hador echad. I'm a force in the goyin, the tzaddik, v'gam chacham, godol, shein kamayho. V'kibra yisai ha-godol ha-hu, l'moid, v'heraloi oisois, v'havosoi, v'kam in yonim, Yehuda says to Reuven that I saw this Shimon that you don't like. I saw him go into a certain Adam Godlo, a big Talmud Chacham, a big Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, one of the Gedolei Hador. Everyone agrees that this person is a Godlo Hador, one of the leaders of our generation. And I saw how this Talmud Chacham is talking with Shimon and dealing with him. It must be, if he's dealing with him in such a nice way, it must be that you made a mistake. Why should he be so upset at him? He must be a good person. This Shimon must be a good person, says Yehuda. If this tzaddik is dealing with him in such a nice way. Okay, a person might think, ah, come on, you know, tzaddik can deal with all people in nice ways. When Reuven hears these words from Yehuda about Shimon, he's amazed. The Heshiv, he responds, you know what you just did? You brought a suffix, a doubt. Maybe I'm wrong about my behavior and my feelings towards this other person. Maybe Shimon's really right about the situation. Whatever the case was, whether it was the gas from the lawnmower, this is an example. Maybe really Shimon's right. V'rak, turning the page in some editions, Machmash called Derech Ish Yosha Be'enov, Nin Melisha Din Imi. So Reuven says, why do I think I'm right? You know why I think I'm right? I think I'm right because when it's nageya to me, when the person is nageya bidavar, so of course he thinks he's right. We don't see sometimes the other person's perspective. Nidmali shadinimi, oy ulai b'emes hadinimi, or really the truth is, the din is with me. Ach shimon hanal hu ish mirma v'hita b'diburo v'hachalois halakois. Well, you know what? Maybe I am right. You know what? I think, the more I think about it, I know I'm right. He convinces himself, we saw you Yehuda, you saw that Shimon was talking to this Gadol Hador. He made the pictures in the front pages of the Jewish papers. So he must be hanging out, to use that term, with the right people. But you know what? It's all, he's a good talker. He's smooth talker. He's good with his tongue. That's why he's so close with that Gadol Hador. Really, the truth is, he's not such a good person. That's what Reuven's trying to tell himself. That Shimon looks like he's a good chashuva person. But you know what? Reuven has this doubt. Maybe Yehuda's right. So I'm not gonna continue talking about him. I don't really think 100% that he is such a good person. But since I have a doubt, I'm going to back off a little. After that, a few days have passed. Boy, love Ish Yehuda, Yehuda, his friend, his trustworthy friend that he respects, that Reuven respects, everyone respects Yehuda. Hamuchzak Beinov Lishemes, who's viewed as a trustworthy person. Yehuda tells Reuven another story about Shimon. What's the story that Yehuda tells Reuven about Shimon? The story is, Esipa lo yilemar, eich shereisi, dvar pela yoyse godol. Yehuda says, you won't believe what I just saw. You won't believe what I just saw. So what did you just see? For who? Sha'ish asher amarti li'olav. This person, Yehuda says, this person, he's talking to Reuven, that you told me, you know, he's not such a nice person. This Shimon. Sheyesh lecha adayin oid safek olav, that you still have a doubt about his character, what kind of person we're dealing with. Sheish mirma v'adam sheinen hagun, that he's a tricky person. Is adam sheinen hagun? You hear this? I saw that he was by the greatest of the Chacham of the Rishonim. What does it mean, the Rishonim? We'll see from the context what he's talking about. Not only was he just in the room, but he was given the utmost respect from the Rishonim, the Chachamim and the Rishonim. V'alish gadol hador echad shesiparti lecha mitchilo hashav tani shuhita yisoy aval al anashim keilu lo yishayich lo imerzeh. Yehuda says, if you want to suggest that maybe you want to say one person, one gadol hador, he persuades, he fools, because he's a smooth talker, maybe you want to say that. But all these gedolim, all these tzaddikim, he has such a close relationship with them. To say that he's fooling all of them, it's not shaykh. It's not so practical to say that. Not so possible. Next paragraph. Uchshe shoma Reuven es adavar hazeh heishiv tekef. When Reuven hears this, he responds right away. Hadin imcha. Reuven says, yes, you're right. Reuven says to Yehuda, you're right. Shahayetzer hitani be'ikar hadavar. Yitzahara, persuade me. Hoyisifoid Yehuda anal. Yehuda says more. Vesipe loy oy the davar. And he tells him something else. Haloy ani yodeya v'yishimon hanal. Yehuda says, you know what I know about this person? That this person we're talking about that was by the Rishonim, who was he with? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi Nakadosh, Shasidem Shnais Vechaveirav. Once again, we're in the Mashal now. So let's remember in the Mashal that Yehuda is telling Reuven that this person, Shimon, that you had complaints about, He's with the greatest of all tzaddikim, the Tanoim, the Gdoshim. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and all his chaverim. Who are the people? Who comes to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? None other than Havashchiach Eliyahu Gaboy, Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu Anavi comes and he spends time with the Chachmei HaMishnah. You know who else is there? This Shimon. This same Shimon that you were talking bad about. You had complaints about him. And you didn't think of him in a positive light. He's with these people. You want to say he fools one person? We're talking about the Chachamim. We're talking about Eliyahu Navi. He doesn't end there at Chavetz Chaim. He says further. V'gam heim peiruhu v'shibchu. They glorify him and they praise him. V'siper Eliyahu Hanavi lifnei Tanoim Hanau. Ech she dubur oides Reb Shimon Hanau. Now he's elevated to Reb Shimon. They have the resh in front of his name. L'mayla, how Eliyahu Hanavi says, I know this Reb Shimon. That in Shemayim they talk about him. V'shoma mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu oyhev l'Reb Shimon Hanau. L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydoi v'atzmai. The Eibishta Hashem himself. The Melech, Malchi Hamlochim, says, I love Reb Shimon. This same Reb Shimon that this Reuven started out with some complaints about, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loves him. Uchsheshoma Reuven es hadavar hazeh. When Reuven hears this, Nirta v'nafal aponov, he gets petrified and he falls on his face. V'omar, he says to himself, Oy li, what I've done? What did I do? V'meshech hashavti metchilo, that I originally was thinking incorrectly about this Shimon, about Reb Shimon, shani et tzadik, who are Rasha, the Am et tzadik, and he's a Rasha. Ki lefima shani roya hata, because according to what I see now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. Hashem knows what takes place in the dark secrets and that which is revealed. Hashem knows it all. Hashem sees it all. That Hashem, his ways are emes. When Hashem loves a person, must be, he doesn't love him for nothing. It must be, he loves him because he deserves to be loved. And that situation I had with this person, Reb Shimon, anim is bainain. Sheish bezeh kam upon him. I see that there are different ways to view the situation. Aleph, shadin imoy, betzim ha'inin. Truth is, he is right totally. So why did I think I was right? Why did I, Reuven, think I was right? The reason why I thought I was right is because it was nageya to me. The situation, of course, I thought was right because it applied to me. The person is nageya, bedavar. He bribes himself, he blinds himself. Furthermore, or maybe the mistake that he might have made, it's a mistake. We all make mistakes, we're all human. And he did tshuva, he felt bad about it. And or other types of ways that maybe Shimon was right and I was wrong. Whatever it might be, whatever excuse I might have had, I was wrong. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself looks favorably on this person and loves this person, I was wrong. The source of his neshama comes from holy, very high places. I publicize and I speak lashon hara about him. I speak bad to others about such a person like this. Adam bazoi ish mirma, that he's a tricky individual. He's a no one. Mi'atani mischaret ad ma'oid al zeh ma'oid ma'oid. From now on, I have charata. I regret what I did. Ve'ein li shum sin olav. And I have no hatred on this person. Why? Because if Hashem loves him, if Hashem loves him, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, who am I to hate him? This is the mashal, one of the most beautiful mashalim. Let's see the nimshal. We can really understand, of course, the nimshal in the mashal. Zui kavanas akosov, when the Torah says leisikam leisiter es bnei amecha v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, do not take revenge and love your fellow Jew like yourself. B'shem haTorah, maybe you'll say beiza oifin ucha lifal ba'atzmi shlo yeli shum taremes olav. How is it possible that I won't have any complaints on him? V'af lehel v'yisoi, and even to have ava to love him. Lazeba akosov kimesar taritz ani Hashem. That's what the pasuk comes to say. I am Hashem. What does it mean? I am Hashem. Ani Hashem ahavtiv. I am Hashem. I love him. K'mo shekosuv b'Malachi, ahavti eschem amar Hashem. Hashem says, I love you, my Jewish people. Banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. You are children to Hashem, your God. Gam ato tucha levo yisoy. Hashem says, I love him. You can love him also. What a beautiful, powerful mashal. We'll finish this last paragraph now. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, that's what the Torah tells us. Leisikam leisitar. V'haftar echamaycha. Ani Hashem. I, Hashem, I love him. You're going to have complaints on someone I love. You're going to say he's not good. I still say I love him. V'v'emes ha'davar pashut. It's obvious. Ki odom mitzad shehu mistakel rak lamato b'chaveroi. Shumulubish b'choy megashmi. Ein nechshav bein al kolkach. So how does it come that a person sees his friend that he's like a nothing? You know how this happens? Because he views a person with the wrong angle, wrong perspective. Person doesn't see the big picture. He doesn't put value on this person. That's not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu yoideya be'etzem es shoresh kedushas nishmas Yisrael shu godol v'noir at mo'id. He knows the shoresh, the source of the kedusha of every single Jew. Where it comes from. Where does it come from? It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'yipach ma'apet nishmas chayim. But this will conclude, k'moy shekosu b'zor HaKadosh b'kam v'koyim es shoresh kedushas nishmas Yisrael hu l'mayla b'mokam noir at mo'id. The source where everything, all the neshamas of Klai Yisrael come, is Neirad Moid, is tremendously awesome to use these English words to translate these poor translation, if I may say, for myself, not to any English translation. L'chein chashivusim v'avosim etzloi hu gam kein l'moid. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous ava, tremendous love to this person, because of who this person really is. He's not a gashmistic individual, he's a neshama kedusha ad moid.